and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Greetings, this is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Well, the last 2 weeks I've been sharing with you some different steps that you need to take in order to make for sure and ensure your victory, how to overcome temptation or depression or whatever the problem may be. It may be drugs or fornication. It may be a problem you've been dealing with your whole life and you're just not being able to achieve the victory. You've prayed, you've cried, you've prayed, you've prayed, you've cried, you've asked God, deliver me, but you still have not seen the victory. Well, if that's the case, then this broadcast is for you. Amen. Your victory comes today. Jot down these steps. The last 2 weeks I've been telling you that what you need to do is claim the blood. Plead the blood. Verbally say, I claim the blood of Jesus over me. I claim the blood of Jesus, the spiritual power of the blood of Jesus to save me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Pronounce words like that over yourself. Speak over yourself. Verbally claim victory. Verbally claim the power of the blood of Jesus Christ over yourself and over that temptation, over that sin. Bind that sin. Amen. Bind that sin. Spiritually, verbally say, I bind this sin. I bind this depression. I bind this temptation. In the name of Jesus. Do it in the name of Jesus. Make sure you don't leave that Jesus name out. Do it in the name of Jesus. By the name of Jesus and by the power of the blood of the Lamb, I bind this temptation and I claim my victory. Say things like this out loud to yourself. Now, if you have the internet, I really encourage you to check out the ministry website at isawthelightministries.com, isawthelightministries.com, and look for the article, How to Overcome Anything. And all these steps I've been given and some more steps I'm going to give today are listed on that article, How to Overcome Anything, at isawthelightministries.com. But not only all the steps that I'm sharing with you and been sharing with you, but also on the website is a list of spiritual warfare decorations that you can speak over yourself. Words, sentences that you can speak over yourself, such as laying your hand on your forehead and saying, I am redeemed. I am saved. I am purchased by the blood of the Lamb. You will not find me in a bargain basement sale. Amen. You're not going to find me in a bargain basement sale. I'm too valuable for that. I'm the apple of his eye. I've already been bought, purchased by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. You're not going to find me in bargain basement sale. You're not going to find me in the adult bookstore. You're not going to find me in the porno section. You're not going to find me in the basement of sin. Amen. I am redeemed. Speak these words over yourself. I've been sharing with you that you also need to anoint your house. And you need to be anointing your house at least, since it's time of war right now. It's time of war right now. In wartime, you need to be anointing your house at a minimum of once a week, maybe every day, according to how intense your war is. Amen. And if your war is intense, really intense, you need to be anointing yourself. Maybe every morning, maybe every day, maybe two or three times a day. Apply that olive oil that represents the power of God, represents His Spirit. Amen. You know, when you're cooking, you may be cooking something like chicken. I love chicken. And it's good without any spices whatsoever at all. You don't have to put salt, pepper, nothing on it. Man, I love chicken. But, if you put a little rosemary on that thing, I love rosemary on chicken. Well, it's good for you. And rosemary increases your memory. It's good against Alzheimer's. It's good for all kinds of stuff. It's a great herb. And you know what anointing is? Is a spice to bring out the flavoring of that Holy Spirit that is already in you. Slash on some oil on your head. Splash some oil on your head. And that seasoning will come out. That Holy Ghost will come out. Amen. You'll feel that Holy Ghost. You'll smell that Holy Ghost. You'll hear that Holy Ghost. Anoint some oil on your forehead. Splash that oil in your house. Splash that oil in your mailbox. Splash that oil in your car. Don't worry. Amen. Praise God. Splash some oil on your husband, on your wife, on your children. Praise God. And command the devil to flee. Amen. Command the devil to flee. Then you know what? That oil also represents the Holy Ghost, but it also represents the blood. The priest used to sprinkle the blood seven times. Well, you can sprinkle that oil seven times over yourself and over your family. Sprinkle your house. Amen. Run those devils off. Run those devils off. They see that oil flying. Those devils will run out of your house. They'll run out of the neighborhood. You're chasing like David and the Israelites chased the army of Goliath after Goliath was defeated. They chased the whole army of the Philistines, the Palestinians. They chased them out of the neighborhood. They ran them out of town. And that's what you're going to do with that olive oil. Amen. Run the devils out of your community. Go splashing the oil in your neighbor's yard. Amen. They need some oil. Go share the oil with them. Amen. Pray, 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 pray. And fast. Be fasting. Be fasting. Amen. Well, some other things you need to be doing is you need to be reading the Word of God. You need to be reading that Word. Amen. Every day, even if it's just one chapter. Or maybe even just a few verses. And many of us need to be reading it much more than that. Maybe three chapters a day or maybe more. And I know that a lot of men have trouble reading. A lot of men don't really like to read like a lot of the women do. And you know that's okay. You don't have to read the same amount as somebody else. You don't have to read as much as someone else. But there is power in reading Scripture. The Bible says, that Holy Scripture says, that Jesus is the Word of God. He's the Word of God. There is power in reading the Bible. When you get down and depressed, or you get fearful, filled with fear, panic, or tempted, you got a major temptation, and you just can't, you're just fighting that temptation, but you know you're going to fall and slip. There's a lot of different things you can do, but one of those things is get that Bible out, the sharp two-edged sword of the Word of God, and behead the giant of temptation. Of course, David did it with a stone first, but then after he knocked David knocked Goliath down with one pebble. He then took Goliath's own sword and beheaded that giant. But we've got an even more powerful sword than what they had and what David had. We've got a sword today that is a double two-edged sword, the Word of God. And it has such tremendous power in it, power to inspire you, to help you overcome, to defeat that thought, to defeat that temptation and that sin. Pull that sword out and read it. And it will give you power. The fear will flee. The temptation will flee. The problem will flee. How to overcome? You need to read the Bible. And another thing you need to do is be studying the Bible, which is much more than just reading it. You need to stop and make sure you're understanding what you're reading and look up the words that you don't fully understand and look at what the Greek words are and the Hebrew words are and look at the cross references. What does this verse refer to? This verse in Ezekiel refers to the book of Revelation and refers to Daniel. Matthew refers to Daniel and Revelation, so forth. Cross-reference the scripture. Study the Word of God. And that's going to take some time to study the Bible. But we know that idle hands are the enemy's, what the enemy uses, right? The enemy uses us and tempts us the most and has the most power and victory over us when we're idle, when we're bored, when we're not doing nothing. But by spending time in the Word of God, you're staying busy in the Word. Staying busy in the Word. Amen. Another thing you can do to overcome whatever it is that you need to overcome is to stay busy in the Father's business, whether it's visiting nursing homes, visiting prisons and jails, or writing pen pal letters to prisoners, or calling family, or visiting family or friends, those people in need, new converts, visiting people that need visitation, doing the work of God, making flyers and distributing flyers and gospel tracts in your neighborhood. Stay busy about the Father's business, praying, fasting, attending services. And that's another thing you need to do to overcome, is to attend worship services. And you also need, and this is very important, to overcoming anything, is you need to put on worship music. That will help you to worship God. Music is very inspiring, very moving. And if you put on the right kind of worship music, then you will be able to, that will be like a spice. Amen. Worship music is a spice to help you worship God even more. Amen. With more flavor. Help you to get down on your knees to worship God. Help you to raise your hands to the sky to worship God. There is power in worship. The Bible says that He inhabits the praises of His people. But you need to make for sure that worship music is true worship music. That it's not rock and roll worship music. Because that rock and roll worship music, well, you know what that is? It's worship of the devil. You can call it Christian music day and night all you want to. But there's no such thing as Christian rock and roll. There's only satanic rock and roll. You are worshiping an elder. God is an old man, amen. God is thousands of years old. He don't like that young, hip, rap stuff. He wants worship music. You need to play the worship music that He likes. Glorify Him. Play the music He likes. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.